This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nothing like a potentially momentum-changing development in a presidential election to make you want to talk to your friendly neighborhood public opinion expert, huh?
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said!
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Paul Ryan, of course, is the GOP's momentum changer, or so they hope. Frank is here for our regular attitude check, what Americans really think about things. Frank, good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
So this is the debate now, right, with the Ryan selection. What is the proper role of government in this society, big or small? What do you know about how people feel about that?
Boy, is that an interesting question. And as you say, probably one of the most significant issues in this whole election. We do know when we just ask basically, should government do more or is it doing too much that should be left to businesses and individuals? And that's the way we phrase it. Mm-hmm. We now have a new high in those saying government's doing too much, 61%. And in general, government has a terrible image, 10% job approval for Congress this week. That's the lowest, tied for the lowest in history, a new number. So when you say government, people think bad negatively. However, when you get into a lot of specifics, all of a sudden people pull back and say, wait a minute, I don't want government to cut back on that or this. And that's the dilemma that all these politicians face.
Right. In your measurements, though, of how people feel about government and what it does, do people pay more attention to budget policy, which is what Congressman Ryan is known for, or things like the unemployment rate and gross domestic product and economic growth?
Well, you know, that's an interesting economic question, and I'm not sure any pollster has really specific data on exactly which economic indicator Americans pay attention to. But we do know that Americans are more concerned about straightforward things like jobs and the economy and employment than they are the more ambiguous but very long-term important issues like the deficit. So when you put those two together, although people say the deficit is very important, in the short term, they say if you got to prioritize, it's right now. Jobs fix this economy in the short term, not the long term.
Yeah. For all the sound and fury, though, Frank, about this election for the past, 96 hours about Congressman Ryan, how much does the VP pick actually change things?
History shows not a lot. Of course, sometimes it's confusing because in 08, for example, McCain picked Palin just 3 days before they went into the convention. And usually candidates do get a convention bounce. So Romney's choice of Ryan here a couple of weeks before the convention is fairly unusual. And we may see a short-term bounce, a minor bounce. But I think the big thing to watch for is the impact of the back-to-back conventions, which begin at the end of this month.
Right. Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. The segment we do them every week is called Attitude Check. There is more about it on our website. It's marketplace.org. Frank, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure.